Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
On the line, hopefully, we've got Chris Kane from Sight for White. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Kelvin, and good afternoon, Maggie.
Hello, Chris. How you doing?
I'm all right. Can I just say, you might be hearing little beeps and noises because I'm working from home, so I've got my phone beeping at me, I've got my computer beeping at me, so
that's nice.
Apologies for any noises.
It's the microwave that's beeping at you, isn't it, really?
It's
the kettle will be beeping shortly.
It's your ping dinner, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm not there yet with my ping dinner, but I'm working on it. My stomach's telling me otherwise.
Anyway, we just thought we'd get you online to say, Sight for White, obviously, like everyone else, is working from home, but what things can you assure your members about?
Well, what we're working on at the moment, fortunately, we are all able to work from home, so if you phone in to Millbrook House, then we will still answer. So our normal office hours apply, so Monday to Thursday 9 till 4:30 and Friday 9 till 4. So and outside of those hours you can leave a voice message, and we will get back to you when we can. What we're also doing, yes, of course, all of our activities have been suspended until further notice, but we are in the process. We will be phoning every single one of our members just to see how they're doing, see if there's anything we can help with. Our website has been updated, so we've got information on there about
how wonderful,
such as RNIB. We've got Action on Hearing Loss number, Mountbatten, who have got a 24/7 hotline, if you like, if people need to call in with any concerns, because particularly with social isolation anyway is not a nice thing, but when you have a visual impairment, you know, it's a massive problem. So if we can let our members know that we have this, we can signpost, you know, we are there at the end of the telephone, so we are doing our very best to help not just our members, we're keeping in touch with our volunteers as well.
What a great thing to do. How wonderful is that?
Yeah. So it took a little while to get us all set up, but we're all on it now, and we will be phoning our members very shortly.
So okay. Chris is on it.
I'm on it. We're on it. Actually, yeah, we're all on it. We're working extremely well as a team, I have to say. You know, here we are in this sort of crisis situation, and we are all pulling together. So, you know, I've got to say thank you to all my colleagues who have been absolutely amazing.
Well, that's nice to know that you were still working as a team. Can I just ask you, is this going to impact on the Talking Newspaper service?
Yes, it is going to impact on the Talking News. We are looking at ways round it, but obviously at the moment, because it involves volunteers, etc., coming into Millbrook House, which is now closed, which is where our studio is, we aren't able to do that. So we are looking at doing a very, very sort of shortened version, which we will... I'm assuming the County Press will still be available on Friday and the Isle of Wight Observer. So we are looking at some of our trustees, staff members, whoever, to record an article, send it to me, and then I will put together a shortened version of the Talking News. But unfortunately, it can only go on our website and Facebook. Obviously, we aren't able to physically send out the memory sticks in the wallets, unfortunately, at the moment.
Oh, well, okay. Well, at least you're managing to get some news out there to them.
Yes, as I say, but we are available. If they've got any questions, they can give us a call. And, you know, equally, we'll be signposting to different places. And I guess you guys are still operating, again, from working from home. How is it working for you?
We're getting settled down now as to how we're going to operate. And we are doing an awful lot of stuff with technology, let's put it that way. So to keep us live and on the air as best we can. But if people want to contact you, it's 522205, isn't it?
522205,
522205, and the email is not working as normal, I suspect.
Yes, email's normal. So we are contactable in all the normal ways other than sort of face-to-face.
During normal office hours, of course.
During normal office hours,
Well, it's great to know you're still out there, Chris. So well done for getting all that organised.
That's brilliant, I think.
Yes, that's okay. We've all worked as a team, and they've all been amazing. So it's a shame I'm not actually in the studio with you, but it kind of feels like I am.
Well, that's the effect we're trying to create. And if you need to get anything else out there, please don't hesitate to contact us here at Vectis Radio.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I'll leave, something else just pinged in the background. So
that's his dinner.
I'll leave you to get on. And thanks so much for being there, Chris. And we'll chat again very soon, I hope.
Yes, it's a pleasure. And look after yourself and speak to you soon.
Okey-dokes. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.